Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Friday. Hello. Hello, Friday. We've got some Drag Me to Brunch tickets now. Right now, the word is pretty. I feel pretty. P-R-E-T-T-Y. Text pretty to our contest line 20357. And you are in the running for a 4-pack of VIP tickets to Drag Me to Brunch a week from tomorrow. So exciting. It's right around the corner at the W and SF. The word is pretty. Text it to us now. And you'll also be qualified for the grand prize, which includes a weekend stay at the WSF and a 4-pack of tickets for the Napa Valley Wine Train, all courtesy of the W, Napa Valley Wine Train, River Terrace Inn, and the San Francisco Sheriff's Office. This hour's code word is pretty, and we're doing this every hour through 6:05 on the fives, all through Mason's show, all through Jane's show. Very exciting. This part of the show is brought to you by Creative Energy. We're just talking about my hot tub.
Yeah, we were.
I love that thing. They've got a summer sale going on right now at Creative Energy. And there are a few Bay Area locations. You can go to creativeenergy.com and find the one near you. Save big on hot tubs, saunas, cold plunges. And maybe you think, I want a hot tub and a cold plunge. Well, you'll save with a bundle. If you get a hot tub and a sauna or a cold plunge, you'll save even more, like thousands more. So visit creativeenergy.com. Tell them Sarah sent you, because I'm definitely sending you. It's so good. Okay, I'm going to start with Sharon Stone. How old is Sharon Stone?
65.
Did you already see the number?
I did not. 68.
She is 67. 67 years old. Yes, dear.
If I could just jump in, I just want to tell, I never buy tickets to anything, but I bought tickets to Elio this weekend.
Yes.
For the movie that we saw, I don't know, midday or whatever. And so there I was, I'm on the movie website, mm-hmm. and I go to the movie, and then that shows me the seats available, and I say one kid and one senior and one regular, and I pay. And then as it comes back up to show, I'm actually reading what I'm seeing. 55 and up is the senior ticket price. And I paid for a regular guy. Mm. I could have saved myself a couple bucks. Mm-hmm. So just so you know, I don't know if you, maybe most of you buy tickets regularly, but I never do.
Is it me or is it annoying to be a senior?
Yeah,
55?
I was really like, and I actually stopped and went, okay, this is ridiculous. Figure out how old you are. I'm 56. Mm-hmm. That's how old.
Yeah.
Because I forgot. And so there it is. I can, whoa.
Hello.
I can buy senior tickets now and save a buck or two at the movie theater. So if you're that age and it sneaks up on
you. Take advantage of that.
I'm doing you a favor. I didn't bother to say, can I have my money back? I just went, next time.
Yeah. And they looked at you and went, oh, why'd you pay full price? That's weird.
Nah, they didn't. No one noticed. Mm-hmm. Anyway, sorry. Sharon Stone, 67.
67 years old. That is what 67 years old looks like when you're Sharon Stone. She looks absolutely good. Fabulous. Oh, you don't like it?
No, I said oof, like good.
So
good.
It's she did a photo shoot for Vogue, and she's wearing like kind of a net t-shirt. And no bra and full nipplage showing. And she, like, all these dudes are sort of hoisting her up and she's up above them. And there it's just the greatest picture. She looks absolutely phenomenal.
So Sharon Stone's, you have to say, she started out as one of the most beautiful women in the world as a younger lady. And what I would absolutely applaud her on is whether or not she's had work, you can't tell.
She has been pretty outspoken about, I'm not going to get any work done.
She looks great because she doesn't look like a victim.
Right?
I would
actually.
Her mouth
looks normal. The lines are on her nose. It all looks pretty normal, but utterly fantastic.
Yeah. No, and I mean, even if you're semi-good looking and you're starting to wrinkle up, I would take that every time. Mm-hmm. Oh, and this is just me. I understand you how you've got to look in the mirror and you've got to walk into a room and, you know, feel good about yourself. But
yep.
It looks worse to look like a surgery victim than she looks.
She looks like stunning. Maybe she's had Botox and stuff done, because honestly, she's lineless.
She's had those boobs done. No doubt about it.
Oh, you think?
Oh, yeah. They look good when she was young. You think they were fake when she was young?
No, I just think they
maybe she got a little lift or something.
Yeah, they're.
She did Playboy right before she broke through as the biggest.
Right.
So I don't know if it was before Basic Instinct.
That was the big one for her, right?
Uh-huh. Well, what else was she in?
She was in Total Recall.
Yeah, that too.
She played his fake wife.
Yeah.
That's your wife? What a bitch.
Is that the line?
I think so. That was the lady who was helping him. Anyway, she looks absolutely phenomenal. And look, she's also a person who has definitely kept herself together. Like, that is a person who did not let it go.
Right.
Held on to it. Maybe didn't get surgery on it, but did what she had to do to stay fit. And she just looks phenomenal. I just thought, and actually there's a bunch of pictures of her from this photo shoot. This is the only one where you can see her actual nipples. But she just, it's unbelievable. She just looks stunning. Way to go. Just makes me feel good, like, to think, well, that's what 67 can look like. You really, as a kid, 67 was like, you know, older than your grandma. Yeah, she looks absolutely amazing. Sharon Stone, 67.
Well, everybody's pulling it now. I mean, not pulling that, but I just mean that the amount of people over 70 still really pretty healthy and doing well health-wise is pretty great. Because I definitely thought 65 was the end when I was a little boy.
Oh my God, right? Didn't you say to some neighbor's I hope I'm never 65.
To Jason Sisko's dad, I actually said to Doyle, I hope I die at 65. And he said, you know what?
Check in when you're 55.
Yeah. He really was.
That's going for
I don't know why he took the bait. He should have probably just said, yeah, whatever you say, dumb. But he tried to explain to me, when you're that age, you will want as many more years as you can possibly get.
And then he lit another cigarette.
Yeah, Doyle was a smoker and made it to his 80s.
Oh.
Which is another example of people are pulling it these days.
Yeah. We lost Ann Burrell earlier this week. I don't watch a ton of stuff on the Food Network. I used to watch that Giada. I can't think of her last name. Or maybe that was her last name.
Giada.
Just Giada, right. There were a few over the years, but honestly, like, food shows just make me hungry. So I don't really. And there's so much else to watch. I'm like, why would I watch that when Bridgerton is right there? Anyway, Ann Burrell, who is apparently a very famous food person. Were you familiar with her? I didn't know her at all. Like, kind of a wild looking lady, and she looks fun.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised that you've not seen her in something. I don't know.
No,
if you watch Food Network, you can't miss her. She's like guests on every show. Like,
I read about her though, and it's clear that she was someone who had been trained and was a chef.
Oh no, she's
and did work at a Michelin after working in Italy and doing stuff there. Moved to New York and did so. She was legit chef before getting on TV, and then never looked back after that.
Well, I've never watched any of her shows or anything, but even just some of these promo shots I'm looking at, they're like, she clearly is, you know, the camera loves her, and she looks like a big personality.
She's fun. She was a lot of fun and funny. And, you know, the show that she had that was her show. I mean, she was on a lot of shows, but Worst Cooks in America, it was just a great concept. You just took these people that did not know how to cook, and they had eliminations every week. And it was fun. It's a great show.
So what we initially heard, and I think I did this story first on Wednesday, was that she had passed of the thought was that she'd had some kind of a cardiac event. There is some more detail now. None of it is really put into context, or I don't know, have a list of the drugs that were around. But the headline here is Ann Burrell was surrounded by dozens of pills when her husband found her unconscious. He apparently found her on the floor of the shower at 1 o'clock in the morning, and she was cold.
I mean, he saw her alive at 1 a.m.
Oh, we saw her live at one?
Yeah. And then found her, I think it was at 6 a.m. that morning.
Oh.
But I guess she had left the bedroom at 1 a.m. for something. And he saw her then and then went in the bathroom in the morning. And there she was.
Yeah. When he got on the phone, you know what? Yeah. Because the cops got there at 7:50 in the morning. So he must have found her there. They pronounced her dead at the scene. But when he called 911, they said, do CPR. And he goes, she's cold. So it's unknown if he did CPR on her. And also it's unknown what, if anything, these drugs or pills had to do with it. Like maybe she had a heart thing and she had heart pills around. Who knows?
Yeah, it could be anything.
So yeah, I don't know. I'm not saying that this is I don't know what this is.
She's young enough being found with a lot of pills is...
It raises eyebrows.
It points a finger to the pills, doesn't it?
It does. I agree with that.
But, you know, people have bad hearts in their family.
Yep. And things happen to people who even look like they're in absolutely great shape.
Mm-hmm.
I am not seeing her age here, but I think we saw that she was 55. I think
that's what I thought.
Sounds about right. Anyway, that's just an update. The headline is she was surrounded by dozens of pills when her husband found her unconscious. So there's that.
She wasn't still in the shower.
She was in the shower, but it was
not on.
I don't know.
Well, the pills would have melted.
No. They were in the bathroom. I don't think she took him into the shower with her.
And you guys were right. She was 55.
Okay. And honestly, I don't know. You know, I don't know too much about this lady. Like, she does seem wild, but that's, she's a personality on TV. So maybe that's par for the course. Charlie Sheen is writing his autobiography, which is great. The next biopic should be in production soon.
I truly hope. And see, I don't know what we know enough that we know it's dark and crazy. What do you hold back on your kid for your kid's behalf? I don't know. He does have children, but one of them is a lady making her money on
OnlyFans.
And I don't know what's going to become of those two boys. You told us like they have serious mental problems.
Well, the last update I heard of them was a while ago. I don't even know how old they are now. Are they like 15-year-olds or are they 20-year-olds? Like
Is it Bob and Max?
It is Bob and Max, I believe. But didn't we hear that later on it came out that I think Brooke had done heroin or something while she was pregnant with them? Like there were a lot of terrible allegations.
Her addiction issues are
profound.
Yeah, bad. Yeah. Real bad. I'm looking at a picture of them. How old is this? The boys are at least 15 in these photos I'm looking at. Or wouldn't you say?
Yeah. And actually, they look fine.
And she looks okay, too.
Yeah.
Which is great news because she was someone who was...
Not fine.
They kept finding her with a crack pipe in different parking lots. And you'd be like, oh, my God.
Yeah, Bob and Max are 17 now.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
There it is. Good. So, I hope they're okay.
Charlie Sheen, he's releasing his autobiography. It's coming out September 9th. It's called The Book of Sheen, which I'd like to recommend. The Book of Coley. That's the one to read, which is just a fictional thing. I feel like I know a lot of Charlie Sheen's story. I'm sure there's some very dark stuff there. I don't know. I'm not a person who is going to go reading somebody's autobiography, but I know a lot of people love autobiographies. It's like all they want to read.
I never do. But I have a feeling once you start getting, you know, little dribs and drabs from his book, we're going to talk about it here because it's going to be delicious.
The excerpts will be just so tasty.
Yeah.
The publisher says, now nearly 8 years sober, Charlie writes candidly of every detox, retox, drug deal, and adventure along his challenging journey to freedom.
How is his man area just not a lava hole?
Oh, maybe it is. Well, we'll find out.
You know what I mean? Like
a lava hole. Oh my God.
You know what I mean?
It does feel like he took some chances with that area.
Just melted it to smithereens. Mm-hmm. There's nothing there.
Do you remember years ago we talked to like one of the guys in the band Three Dog Night? He had written a book too. And he
Chuck Negron?
That sounds right. Yeah. And he was saying that he exploded himself. It was, it got,
he broke it.
It got so chapped that it just split.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did I get the name right?
I think so.
I'm sorry.
N-E-G-R-O-N.
Having a little.
Can't believe you pulled that name. Oh, yeah. You're having a look, you're getting the shutters over there from the lava and the splitting and the chapping.
It's a lot. Chuck Negron.
Charlie says of his book, "My stories have been told for far too long through the eyes of, and pens of others. I think you'll agree it's time to finally read these stories directly from the actual guy." It's Tiger Blonde, baby. Yeah.
He's still alive. He's 83. Chuck Negron is.
Right.
Man, Charlie Sheen looks great.
Charlie Sheen is great. 83. How old is Charlie Sheen? I'll say 64.
I'm going to say you're pretty close to right on, but I'll say 63.
Okay.
He is only 59.
Wow.
Wow. I like that you said only was 59.
Yeah, the we talked to Chuck Negron when he had, this is the book he wrote. This is his autobiography.
Three Dog Nightmare?
Uh-huh.
That's funny.
And so that's what he was promoting when we talked to him, and he told us that he... blew it up.
Yep. It got blown up.
But I better not say. Go on. Next story.
I'm picturing the Acme Dynamite. Jimmy Kimmel takes the summer off every year. That's got to be nice. He has revealed the roster of summer guest hosts. Do you know who Diego Luna is? That name sounds so familiar.
Isn't that his co-host?
No. Diego Luna is from Andor.
Oh, okay.
I love that guy. Yeah. He's the first guy. He's going to do the first week of it. You're thinking of Guillermo. Jelly Roll is going to do a week.
Oh, yeah. Diego's real good looking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's dreamy.
Movie star. Okay.
Yeah. Have you watched Andor?
No.
Andor's great.
Did you watch the new season yet?
I'm like maybe we're waiting on Riley. We're going to watch it together. Okay. He's coming in.
No, I haven't seen that. And actually, I don't watch Kimmel either, so I don't know.
So Anthony Anderson, Nicole Byer, Alan Cumming, Jelly Roll, Diego Luna, Kumail Nanjiani. There are a few people who've been announced, and he takes a summer vacation. It's written it right into his contract, which is the way to go. Jimmy's great. So anyway, if you like that show and you watch all the time, that's who you have to look forward to, a few of the people. Let's see. Jason Momoa and Lisa Bonet have a son named Nakoa Wolf.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I've never heard of this kid.
I feel like I haven't either. And he's a 16-year-old now. And it looks like he's going to be making his acting debut alongside dad in Dune 3.
Why wouldn't you?
I can't think of one reason.
If I were an actor, I would absolutely bring my kid right into the business.
I did not realize that Jason could anyone tell me what Jason Momoa's character's name is in the Dune franchise?
Jason.
No, and I love it.
His name's Duncan Idaho.
Shut up.
That's the name.
Okay.
I did laugh.
Is it wrong?
No, I just, you know. Is that trying to be Indiana Jones?
He doesn't look like
Duncan Idaho. No, he doesn't look like it, or an Idaho at all. Anyway, the kid is beautiful, as you might imagine. I mean, with Jason Momoa and Lisa Bonet as your parents, that's some pretty strong DNA right there.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, you'll be seeing, he's only 16, but you'll be seeing him.
I wonder if he can play. Lenny is, whether you like Lenny Kravitz or not, and that's, I guess they're not, he wouldn't be related in any way to Lenny, would he?
No.
Lenny, though, I had that thought where he's so freaking talented.
Well, their kid is Zoe, and I'm wondering.
She doesn't do music, or at least we don't know
of
it.
Not that I know of, right. But she is, she's a great actress. I think she's excellent. And she looks
good in,
just like mom.
Big Little Lies. And I sure hope there was a rumor going around there was going to be another.
Was she like Catwoman or something too? Or
she was in the new Batman with your boy.
Emo Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Pattinson.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. This is just kind of a fun story, so I'll end with this. Hugh Jackman is, he gets out of his Radio City Music Hall show from New York with Love, which apparently is the name of the show he's performing there. And he gets mobbed. Absolutely mobbed. Like he, and I'm sure he's expected to some degree. Yeah, Hugh. So everyone's
over
yelling
here,
his name.
Wolverine.
And he's,
look this way.
And he's trying to get away, and people are just taking pictures, and everyone's running up and getting selfies with him. And he's there with his guy. They don't have a car ready. He winds up just asking a random car, like, where are you going? They go, we're going to 6th Street. And he's like, I'm going to get in. He gets in.
Gotta get out of here.
He's like, just get me out of here.
That's a random car.
And they're asking, oh, where exactly you want to go?
Just get me away from the cams.
Yep. Just
good
get
for him.
Me out of here.
Jumps into a stranger's escape.
Seriously, he yelled out to people in a passing car and said, hey, where are you going? He said, we're going to 6th Ave. Hopped in and took off with him. There's a cute video. I'm not sure I threw that up on the Facebook page. You can throw it up there if you want to. So people can check it out. So Hugh Jackman is like, just anything to get me out of here. Gotta get out of here.
I really enjoyed it. You know, we had him on the show, and then we did something else with him, and
like a Facebook interview.
We were with him basically most of a day, and I enjoyed him. Like,
you guys got along great.
I really liked him.
Yep,
he just seemed down to earth and very cool. And
oh, he was. He was very nice. Yeah, that was a fun day.
Weakling.
Oh yeah, I mean, you kicked his ass at arm wrestling.
Yeah,
so.
Weakling, but you know.
You beat Wolverine?
Oh, I did.
Oh, my God. Killed him. Just crushed him. Just
the adamantium? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Vinny is a hero.
He's a superhero.
Yep.
Oh, Sarah says that all the time, especially on
Stop
Fridays towards the end
so
of the show.
Much.
Yeah,
stop.
She's like,
what is it with this heroism? Stop it. Just stop. Don't be a hero. All right, then. What you got coming up?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's what you wait for.
Oh.
Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area and the Alice News Network is next on Alice.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is gorgeous out the window here in downtown San Francisco. It's beautiful. First day of summer, nice and sunny. Our whole show, whenever you want to listen to it, happy Friday. The Sarah and Vinny full show podcast. Check it out on the free Odyssey app today.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Dive into summer with a visit to Fremont's Aqua Adventure Water Park. You'll make a splash gliding down the Fortress of Fun water slides or just soak up some fun at Bucket Bay.
Sweet.
Fremont Bank Foundation is helping sponsor water activities and swimming lessons at this community hotspot. So grab your sunscreen and get over to this special water park. Zip over to aquaadventure.com today for hours and info. All right. Here's what's happening. We welcome in our friend Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area and also a star on the Alice News Network. Scott Budman, good morning.
Hey, Vin, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm good. Thank you.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. I don't know what went wrong with the dedicated line we have, but we still got you on the air via telephone. So let's get a couple things out of you before your line cuts off. before we get dropped for some reason.
You guys sound great. You sound great.
Okay, good.
You sound
so do
great
you.
Too, yeah.
All right. So I wanted to begin with, I saw this on the, like, barely is a blip in the news that the mother of all data breaches has just happened, and Google and Apple are all saying, and there's more. There's not just Google, but everyone is saying, change all your passwords right now.
Oh, boy.
What do you know about this? Or is this, maybe it's not as bad as the one story I found on it is making it seem?
You know, I've seen a number of reports on this, and it's we don't know how bad it is, except for the number you've probably seen, which is pretty amazing, saying that 16 billion with a B credentials were leaked and breached. And that means passwords, that means data sets. And 16 billion is the kind of number where I just figure, okay, I'm in there somewhere.
Yes.
What happens when there's, when there's a data breach? We've talked about this. This, by the way, encapsulates Apple, Facebook, and Google at least. But think about the passwords that you have. Google alone would be YouTube. It would be Google itself. Everything you search, Apple is all those devices.
Yep.
Not to mention Apple TV. Facebook hits Meta. It hits Instagram. It hits WhatsApp. I mean, this is gigantic. And so what it means is a data breach. Someone's gotten into all these passwords, or some groups have gotten all these passwords, which, if used, could allow them to access your private data. We don't know yet, because this is just kind of breaking, but this could be very dangerous, because think of all of the private things, photos, bank information, property information, just, you know, stuff about your own family that we put online and on these social media apps. And so, yeah, the best way to keep a breach from accessing your data, two things. One, yes, change your password instantly. That means whatever they have, they at least can't get in right away. And that's good news. Change your password every once in a while. Try to come up with something kind of tough. Use letters and numbers. I know it's a pain. It's a pain in my life to have so many of them, but I try nonetheless. The second thing is, when you hear that 16 billion data sets have been breached, just be a little more aware of all the stuff that you get from your credit card statement. Just look to see if someone might have bought something online that wasn't you. But also, a lot of ways that these thieves hit us now are trying to be familiar. Text messages, emails, WhatsApp hits, things on Instagram that try to be your friend or say, hey, I've got some information on that real estate you were looking for. Well, I know that's not me. Oh, your car repair has an update. Okay, well, that's not me right now. Things like
that. It could
be. You know, if you get something, I mean, I've gotten things where it's, hey, this is someone from your, I don't know, next door group. Well, okay, plenty of my neighbors have my phone information, but nobody introduces themselves that way. So just sort of look at the email address, look at where it's coming from. And if it's something that doesn't say, you know, Sarah at Alice or whatever, you know, it's not the real deal. Just be a little more aware, because somebody has access to some of your data. That's sort of how I go around head on a swivel online when I see something like this.
You know what kind of hit me is, I feel like we've all been party to these hacks that get our financials in one way or another. But this is one of those hacks where they have access to your photos. And that's because if they can get into your iPhone, or they can get into your whatever the Android system, and now they're in your pictures. That's how that big celebrity hack went down, is they were getting into people's emails by duping them. They didn't hack it. They just got the email addresses and
guessed the passwords.
Right. And were able to get into these photos. So that is something I could see why, you know, if we're almost numb to hacks at this point.
Right.
But your pics, you may want to protect yourself for that one.
Yeah.
Like, Anyway, so that's
You're
the latest.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, with the pictures, just one more note on that. The way that these hackers are able to use your information, if it's pictures, sometimes you'll get a phone call that's a spam call. They just want you to say a few things. Maybe the word yes. Maybe say your name. And that's where the AI of it all comes in, to use your pictures or your video or your words. And that's where the deep fakes come in. They can be obviously very damaging, but not just to politicians and to celebrities, but to any of us who might be at risk of identity theft, because our voice is used, our photos are used, and obviously our private data is used. So just be extra careful before you talk to a robot or engage with anybody online.
Looks like I'll be spending the first part of my afternoon changing my passcodes or passwords. Yikes. Okay, we're talking to Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area, ladies and gentlemen. That was the biggest hack ever, it sounds like. Now, what is with this Hayward Amazon car plant?
This is interesting. Saw this open just earlier this week. Amazon bought an autonomous car company called Zoox, Z-O-O-X. Spent more than $1 billion on this company. They make driverless vehicles. They look a little different than the Waymos or the Teslas that you see. They sort of go both ways. They have lights in the front and the back. You sit inside and you face passengers. It takes up to 6 people. And so it can go in whatever direction you want to go. Right now, they're testing them to be autonomous vehicles, much like Tesla is starting to test its EVs to be driverless cars. Waymo, way ahead. You see those all the time.
Right.
Not only now in San Francisco, but up and down the peninsula and the Bay Area. In Hayward, they're going to make these Zoox cars. They're just starting. Eventually, if this takes off, they say they will hire enough people and put enough machinery in there to build maybe even 10,000 cars per year. This is a big number, and they really want to get these cars out on the road because people have responded to them so well in a way that, you know, remember the early days of Uber and Lyft when it was like, whoa, I can do this. It's on an app. I don't have to wait for a taxi cab. Now the Waymos and eventually the Zoox and Tesla will also have ride sharing apps, and you get in, no driver, and it takes you where you want to go if you trust it. And obviously that's a big if.
So don't know about the Zoox thing where you're facing each other. Does that mean there's no even place for a driver? There's no, and you're saying it can go both directions?
Yeah, and when you sit in it, it's sort of bench seating, so you can have 3 people on one bench, and then you face the other 3. Right, there's no driver.
No steering wheel, no setup? Okay.
Right, I mean, they're testing them now with people in them because you have to do that. But that's the plan eventually, is to get them rolling around with nobody driving. And again, that's what we see with Waymo. You see them all over the Bay Area now, just rolling around, nobody in the driver's seat, and people have trusted them for the most part.
I feel like, what did you call it, Zoox?
Yes.
I feel like they were driving around the Bay Area here before this announcement. I've seen those, haven't I?
You might have seen a few. I think they had a plan where they could drive employees. And Zoox is, again, owned by Amazon, so there's a lot of money and backing behind them.
Okay.
And we've even seen a few of them in certain areas near where those offices are, and I believe that's how they're testing them, which is common. That's, you know, Waymo did that at first, even Cruise back in the day. You do the testing, and you go short distances, and then you just sort of try to build on that.
Well, and speaking of Waymo, they are now spreading far and wide. So that's something that, and interestingly enough, as you mentioned, Uber and Lyft, we just had a story this week that was people prefer Waymo, even if it's more expensive, to Uber and Lyft, which was a surprise because all we ever hear is the economy is a nightmare and people don't have any money. But there they are spending the extra to not listen to or deal with a person. Okay.
It is funny. I mean, some of that is trust. Gosh, there's not going to be a creepy guy driving me if there's literally nobody driving me. And I get that. And some of it is, like you say, just the convenience of having quiet time, because people have, in a really, if you think about it, short period of time, gotten to trust a 2,000-pound machine driving among other 2,000-pound machines, you know, with nobody.
No problem.
It's extraordinary. But really, young people especially are just sort of shrugging their shoulders. Well, of course, this is how it works, and this is how it's going to work. And that's why you're seeing these expansion plans. And the idea that Hayward could be sort of the center of a lot of this driverless expansion is really good news for that part of the Bay Area.
Well, that's a lot of jobs you're talking about, right?
Right. And granted, we are going to lose some jobs because we won't need drivers. I imagine there are a lot of Uber and Lyft drivers that are concerned.
Yeah.
But right. It, like any technology, and this is sort of the AI conundrum, it takes away some jobs, but you need people to build it and service it. And it'll be interesting to see, A, how it takes off and if it does create jobs, and B, if there are more of these driverless cars on the road and more of these companies doing it. Competition is great for you and me, the consumer, because prices have to come down. And it would be nice to see that too.
You know, when Uber was starting, and I remember this might have been even like 10 years ago, Uber talked about how our plan is to not have employees. That's why we do this gig work thing, because eventually we're going driverless. And yet they're either way behind or just abandoned that plan altogether. Have you heard anything about that?
Yeah, they still have the plan. And my guess is, I mean, Uber is so well capitalized now. You look at its stock prices way up. It's starting to make money and it has a lot of cash. The guess here is that they're working on or have already bought a driverless system that can just sort of take over. But Uber still has big business. The Uber Eats really saved the company when ride sharing programs were just going away during the pandemic because we couldn't get in a car with anybody. Uber Eats soared and they just bought that and said, let's put it into our system. And it worked spectacularly. And now that is largely how people get their food. It's a great competitor to the DoorDashes and Instacarts and things like that, which again is competition, good for pricing, good for consumers. So eventually Uber will get to that point, but a pretty large percentage of Uber's employees are the drivers. And so I think they have to be at least a little bit sensitive to that. These are the men and women that built the company, that made it work, ultimately, the people out on the street. And so I think they just have to tread a little more lightly than a Waymo or a Zooks because they don't have drivers at all.
Right, right. Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area and also guest reporter on the Alice News Network. Ladies and gentlemen, always love hearing from you, Scott. So one last thing. It looks like the president has launched the Trump phone.
Mm.
And I don't know if this is this even legal? Can a sitting president just launch products and benefit from having such a prestigious office? And is that allowed?
I mean, there are laws against it. But it's almost at this point.
So what?
It's almost quaint for a reporter to say this, but I mean, we've seen shoes, we've seen Bibles, we've seen things that the president sells, I don't know, this is not supposed to happen, but nobody is stopping it. And so now, and you know, with all the cryptocurrency and there are ways to say, oh no, this is actually my kids and it's in a blind trust or whatever, but this is a president enriching himself at the expense of his fans and supporters. And the phone, there's going to be money made, I suppose, here. My big concern is what you and I talk about all the time, privacy. If you've got a phone, and I doubt that it's actually made in America, you cannot make a phone for $499 in America, full stop. They just don't do it. So if it's a phone made in another country, and now it's going to be in the hands of senators who are loyal to Trump on the Senate floor, this is just a huge potential privacy breach, not to mention the fans who are going to go around with them. I want to see these in the wild. I want to test one. I want to see what kind of privacy is built in, if any. But, I mean, the president is apparently going to sell not only phones, but a phone plan to, you know, compete with your Verizons and AT&Ts. And that's where all the data goes. And, it's mind-boggling to think that this is coming from the same family that brought you meme coins, you know, or a Trump Bible. The phone market is very lucrative. And so this is apparently what they're getting into.
So you're saying there's more to come on this in that it's not close to getting to market yet, or it is?
You know, they say it should be to market next year, 2026.
Okay.
But the big questions remain, where will this phone be built? What kind of privacy features will be, will Apple and Google even let you into their app stores on this phone? And a smartphone without apps is, tell anyone under the age of 60, they don't want to. Exactly. And that's not what they want, especially with the phone plan, because they want us on the phone all the time. So there's just so many questions. I'm just waiting to get my hands on one of these things. That said, the price is really interesting. I don't know how you get a full featured phone at $499. And they're claiming it will be made in America, but I just don't see that happening. I think there is one smartphone made in America. It's not as loaded as an iPhone or a Samsung phone, and it even costs something like $2,000. So I don't see the price working. But again, I wouldn't have imagined a president selling high top sneakers in my lifetime.
Solid point.
And yet here we are.
Well, Scott Budman, you've done it again. Ladies and gentlemen, even if you're driving, please put your hands together for Scott Budman.
Scott!
From NBC Bay Area. You can follow him on Instagram. I love the little pieces you're doing now where you're checking in and doing little reports. at Scott Budman. That's two T's for Scott and Budman.
Budman.
If you want to follow him any of the Twitters or the Instagram, all the places. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you, Scott.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you, guys.
Here's a few texts. Our text number is 800-400-3697. I'm a union carpenter, says 510, and worked on the Zooks building in Hayward.
Oh.
The car looks really cool and seems kind of Disney-esque. Going to be neat seeing it driving around. 925 says Zooks is the company that has been test driving around the Battery Street studio for years. Yeah, I've seen these cars. When he said the name, I'm like, I've seen them.
I feel like I've seen that word.
Yeah.
That's the only reason. I couldn't tell you what the car looks like, but I love the idea of sitting in a compartment where you're facing the people that you're with and there's no driver. I think that's great.
It is certainly for the party people.
Mm-hmm.
No question. Zooks is in Foster's.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's it.
We're looking at pictures of these cars now. And
that's
they
it.
Are... Mm-hmm. They are bizarro, man. Those are bubble cars for sure. That is crazy.
So cool.
It almost looks like a mini Bart.
Yeah, it's like a tiny little train car.
I like the way they called it Disney-esque. It's absolutely that.
Yeah. It even has like funky decorations on the wheels and stuff. It's really neat. That's cool.
Now you're seeing that though, like there's no bumpers.
Right.
There's no engine compartment or even like sort of front end. So do you want to be on the freeway doing 70 in that thing?
Going backwards?
That was a question. Do you?
I don't know. I'm going to wait until the reviews come in, Vin.
That definitely
does feel like your back is up against the windshield on either side.
Right?
Yep.
There is no engine compartment anywhere.
No, there's nothing.
And there's no big bumpers.
There are no bumpers at all. In fact, the wheels protrude out the front and the back. And apparently there is no front or back. It can go either direction. It's cool. They're neat looking. They do look like an Animal Crackers train car. Cut a hole in the top, put your giraffe in there.
650 asks, what are you taking pictures of? You know what everyone's taking pictures of. And that hack, I'm telling you, we have become numb to all this stuff. It's the biggest breach. They're calling it the mother of all breaches, and it barely makes the news.
Cares.
Yeah, well, what are we going to do?
Change your password, I guess.
That's it. That's all
we
can do.
If I remember later.
Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
The song of the summer.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice
at
97.3.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.